Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. Sometimes it's hard to be a salad dodger, focusing all your ire on just one man. You'll have bad times and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. When I'm quoting Tammy Wynette lyrics, Dan, you know I'm having a bad season. Stand by your Mo is the takeaway so far this season, I would suggest. But I dodge, therefore I am, so I must persevere with the salad dodging, even though every now and again you have a week where you're a good, 26 points for captain in Mo Salah, 26 points behind everyone in your league. Because everyone's backing captain obvious, except us rare few beasts who try and dodge the Anfield Anubis. But it's hard, Dan. It's really hard. I know you don't indulge, so, I mean, it's fine for you, isn't it?
24 points.
Just.
I'm not sure why you're getting annoyed at Salah when you're doing the exact same thing but with Ronaldo, and it's just that Ronaldo.
Hey, I didn't captain Ronaldo there, did I, Dan? Didn't captain him. I'm moving the captain around. I've got him in my team. I should have captained him, granted, but I'm moving the captaincy around just to keep things interesting.
But the good thing is you've made your wild card, so you're going to have that sort of, like when a new manager bounces, you're going to get that sort of 3-4 weeks of really good score, because you planned your wild card so well. So I suppose Salah didn't really matter because you'd have done so well anyway.
Well, yeah, and luckily I did have a decent bench. So that's the one saving grace from this last week, is that I had a decent bench. I had cheap defenders who play. And that's the only positive I can say, with obviously Antonio being out, Alexander-Arnold being a last-minute illness. What's wrong with him? Is it COVID, Dan, or is it, you know?
No,
I think he's going to be out for at least one more game, they're saying, aren't they? He's
thought
he's going to miss the next game. That's the last thing I heard, but I've not heard. We need to get Klopp's latest press conference for confirmation, so I'm not sure if he's back for the Brentford game.
I think he was just a little bit unwell. But so what'd you get? The average was 55, so you probably got above that, above average, I'd imagine.
No. As you well know, Dan, I got 34. 34, because I thought it was clever signing Chilwell on my wild card. I thought I'd get him at a bargain basement price, and he'll just come in, he'll suddenly bring him in to replace Alonso, but no, that didn't happen. He still is not going to look in at all. Hasn't played in the Premier League all season. His price is dropping. I've still got him. And Alonso is like the star man in the Chelsea defence. Looks like he's going to score every game. But I'm feeling so cursy at the moment, Dan. I know for a fact that if I now swap Chilwell for Alonso, then Thomas Tuchel will probably do exactly the same thing, and it'll be the first game Alonso misses of the season. So I mean, I just, you know, that feeling when you're feeling a bit cursy. I mean, you have had it in the past, Dan. I know you're some sort of elite level player in the FPL community, but I know you've had cursy times, the prior plague in years gone by. But so you know what I mean.
But 34 points is really bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It was really bad. But I mean, you know, like, big players not playing was a factor. Torres didn't play, and I captained him. So that was, I mean, that was a big issue. And my vice was Lukaku. So I bring Lukaku in, he blanks pretty much for the... Is that the first time he's blanked? No, he has blanked one other time. He seems to score big points every other game. I remember that about him, actually, when he was in the Premier League before. Scores big points every other game, not every game. But he blanked, and he was my vice, so that wasn't great.
Might have been handy to remember that before you did your wild card.
I bought Lukaku in after my wild card because I kept patience with Kane. I mean, that was absolutely ridiculous. I'm glad I moved on from that. Turns out getting rid of Kane for Lukaku made absolutely no difference. So, and just an average midfield scoring average points. But I feel like they will come good. I'm not going to make any panic buys just yet. And Saïss had a bit of a nightmare for me as well. The Wolves defender. I'm not sure I'm going to remain with him. I don't know what happened with him. He went off at half time in the Brentford game. And they conceded their goals by then, I think. So he got a minus one. So that's great. Well, the only good things were like Livramento and Duffy coming off the bench, getting fives. I had the Brentford goalkeeper, Rayo, got me six. Ronaldo got six. But it was very low in the midfield, and that's where I suffered. Dan, you did pretty well, didn't you? The average was 55. You got...
71.
Unbelievable. He's top of all the leagues that I'm in.
Should have been more.
Oh, yes, because you had Ivan Toney on your bench, didn't you?
Yeah, I think everyone's got...
Bloody hell, yeah, you did.
Everyone's got Livramento and Duffy now, it seems. They are the two kind of
trendy,
cheap defenders. But yeah, my transfer, because I was away last week, wasn't it? I took a punt on getting rid of Calvert-Lewin because he's injured.
Obviously.
And injured for a while. And I lumped on St. Maximin.
I know. Alan St. Maximin. And he delivered for you, didn't he? Unbelievable. I mean, this is like the touch, the Midas touch that you have at the moment, this fluky streak that you're on, this level of spawn I've not witnessed on this in the history of this podcast. But yeah, he scored as soon as you brought him in. This seems to happen a lot to you. You bring someone in, they do well.
Rafinha and St. Maximin on the Friday, that was really like quite something to see them two both come and move the goal.
Yeah, Rafinha's got a hip injury though. Has he done his hip? He's hurt his hip.
He's a doubt.
He might be out for a little bit.
Mm. But my bench is, like I said, are Toney and Livramento. And
yeah, so you had 18 points on your bench.
I've had points on my bench all season. It's mental. 17, 12, 15, 13, 18. Every week.
So much strength in depth is sickening. Absolutely sickening.
When I played my bench boost last year, I got about 1 point. It was nothing. It was a terrible bench boost.
Yeah, I know. It's typical timing, isn't it? I mean, you should play it. You should play your bench boost now. You're so hot right now in your squad depth that you should definitely play it.
I'm just going to bide my time. It's the wild card during the next international window that's my big sort of one. So I can kind of toy with my team and pick players that aren't, they don't have to be playing them for the next 3-4 weeks, just the next two or three fixtures, and then I'm golden. So
I don't think you need the wild card, but yeah, I suppose you might as well use it. What was particularly annoying was you were complaining about Benrahma starting because it meant that Toney wouldn't come off your bench, and of course everyone else that would be like, oh yeah, that's annoying, he'll probably just get two or probably get nothing. No, of course Benrahma scores, doesn't he, for West Ham. Lucky deflected goal. Pure spawn gets you 10 points. I mean, this is the sort of run you're on. It's everything you touch turns to gold. And it used to be what you did do the opposite of. Dan is leading the way. Where are you in the overall rank now? You're actually in the top 500,000, aren't you? Isn't that where all those annoying FPL experts, in inverted commas, end up? Don't they always talk about being in the top 500 or top 100, is it, for them?
I'm amongst my people,
No, they're weirdos, mate. No one wants to be that level. It just shows you've not done much else with your life, basically, doesn't it? So have you become an elite level, or is this a one-off spawny streak you're on?
Always been elite.
Always been. Well, that's just not true, Dan. I mean, we can access your history. We can look at your checkered past on this game, and you have not always been elite. So, I mean, you've got to admit that.
Like the arguments about who the big six are, just because someone has a bad season doesn't mean suddenly they've switched. How many years have the clubs who've come in been in the Champions League, Europe even? You can't just say, oh, the big six, now it's West Ham or someone or whoever else is finishing sixth as a one-off season. You've got to look at it as the bigger picture. And as me as a franchise, I'm a quality franchise with a couple of wobbly years in the middle.
Yes, well, I suppose similar to Spurs, really, in that sort of sense.
But I think I've won some trophies, so I'm...
I've turned into Arsenal. I mean, I must admit, I mean, my glory days are a distant memory now, really are.
Just, but maybe you'll do well in the FPL Cup. That's how they roll.
I won't even...
Not everything I touch has turned to gold. Jota has done nothing for me since I got him in.
Yeah, he's been annoying, hasn't he? I'm sort of running out of patience with him.
Sure feels like a lot of money for what he's bringing in as well. So when I come to the wild card, I think with the fixtures that come up in that international window after that, they got Leicester away, Liverpool at home, Tottenham, Man City. So I don't want any Man U players. So you'll have Ronaldo then and happy for you. But after that international break, it gets a bit nasty for them for four games.
Yeah, I know Chelsea have got some really good fixtures coming up after this Man City game, haven't they? I mean, I think it's sort of looking like you've got to have three Chelsea players, surely. I mean, because they've just got a big run of green. Huge run of green from the start of October. Southampton, Brentford, Norwich, Newcastle, Burnley, all in a row. I mean, come on. Get Alonso in.
It was what I had last time, which was Mendy. I had him all last season, didn't I? And he did so well for me. But then he was out.
Yeah.
And actually, it was a goalkeeping nightmare this weekend for a lot of people. So many injured or rested, rotated goalkeepers and subkeepers coming in. It was mental.
Yeah, you got a zero in your goalkeeper as well, didn't you? I think. Who did you have in again? It was a Wolves keeper, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Wolves result was, I didn't see coming, I must admit. Yeah, Ramsdale. Yeah.
He came in, came in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Begovic for Pickford. Watford's goalkeeper was different.
Yeah.
There was a whole bunch of them.
It was a tale of missing keepers. Yes. Yeah. Weird. What's going on? What's going on with the goalkeeper rotation? I mean, it was... So I found it quite an annoying game week, but you had a lovely time of it. So, I mean, that's obviously the way things are going this season as last. Yeah, I mean, who was in the kings of the game week? Oh, Matty Cash was the king of the game week. I can't believe it. Lovely goal from him. Former Nottingham Forest wing back, finally coming good with a goal. 15 points he got. I was just very surprised by that result. Seemed like I suppose Everton weren't at full strength. They were pretty far from full strength, weren't they? With Calvert-Lewin out and a few others, I think.
Yeah, and I see Rodriguez has gone now to play a role.
Yeah, what is it? Is he gone to Qatar or somewhere like that? Somewhere, some foreign climb with a lot of money in it, I seem to recall.
Yeah, Everton rested players, and then they also went out to QPR, didn't they, midweek? Townsend's doing well from there, and so's Decore. I remember saying to you about Decore, are you going to get him in?
I know. Yeah. Well, he has done well. He's getting some good assists, but I mean, he didn't do much of the last game. But Decore's old club, Watford, are the ones that are doing quite well at the moment, aren't they? I mean, Saw banging in a brace. You know, he's had that in him for a long time. He scored big on the opening week, and then that's his only... So he's got three goals already this season. I mean, he's doing pretty well. And Watford are a bit of a surprise package, aren't they? Even Josh King's weighing in with some assists now as well.
It's that Dennis, isn't it, that we were talking about the other week?
Yeah, Dennis is the other one. Very cheap.
Yeah, he seems...
Yeah, I was thinking that. Is it Dennis or Denny? Because he doesn't sound like his name should be Dennis to me. It sounds like a somewhat almost sort of French name that he has. But everyone is pronouncing it Dennis, and it just seems like it should be pronounced Denny. And I know you're the expert on football player name pronunciations. It just seems like Emmanuel should go with Denny, shouldn't it? Don't you think? Denny.
I'm happy with Dennis.
Oh, yeah. You love a good Dennis, don't you? You know where you are with Dennis. It's just such a certainly a Christian name you don't hear very often, isn't it, these days? And last time you met a Dennis, I don't think I've ever met a Dennis, to be honest.
No, I don't think I have.
No, I mean, there's famous... Dennis Taylor was the most famous Dennis, the snooker player with the funny glasses, I suppose, in the 80s. And then it's just Les Dennis, isn't it? That's about it. I don't know if you know any other famous Dennises apart from the Menace.
Dennis Van Outen.
Good. Yes, nice. the Queen of Essex, as she's known, isn't she? is she? Did you just spit?
Yeah.
I think you just...
Yeah.
Crikey.
Looking at the
picture. Anyway, moving on from that, Dan. Let's not delve into Van Outen. Let's move on. Yeah, so like I say, Watford, very, very in form at the moment, aren't they? Even I saw a little assist for Femenia. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Femenia, not the fewer. Francisco Femenia Far. I have not seen him get any points for a long time. He's only 4.4 million. Is this the start of something special? It's his first game of the season, to be honest. So I don't know what's up with him. He seems like he's got an injury now as well. So he seems like Femenia.
I always thought he was Femenia.
Femenia, you know, pretty close, aren't they, really? I mean,
Newcastle. They play, don't they, at the weekend? Apparently Newcastle have let the most shots in against them. They've conceded the most shots, which I don't think is a good stat personally, because sometimes you're watching a match, you're 1-0 up comfortable and people are there in like long-range shots, aren't doing anything. I don't think that's always a good... What about a scramble in the box where there's like four shots go off and then somehow it doesn't go in? That's, you know, you haven't, conceding shots isn't really a reliable stat, I don't think.
You'll be keeping some maximum for that, though. I mean, he does look amazing every time he plays, but he just doesn't always get the points that his game deserves, does he, St. Maxim? And I found him quite frustrating in the past. He's up there with Traore at Wolves. Traore is a worse offender in terms of looking really good but never getting any points on FPL. He's a worse offender than St. Maxim.
What I like about St. Maximum is he's a bit like Diaz. Remember, I always like the bonus point pigs that get bonus points every time they play, or especially if they...
He did, didn't he? Yeah.
He's always getting them. Dyer's another one. At half-time, Dyer, he was on for man of the match somehow. He's a bonus point pig, and I love him. So I'll keep him.
They love him. The bonus point panel just can't get enough of them at the moment, can they? It's so weird, these bonus point pigs every season. Sometimes they just, you just never know who they're going to be. But I mean, how can Eric Dyer be getting so many bonus points when his team lose 3-0? I mean, it's just...
Well, no, at half time.
He didn't end up with them, but I know, yeah. But still, come on.
So, Chelsea City, you went in for Pep, didn't you? You ignored the roulette.
I started off ignoring him again, and then as soon as I bring a City player in, Torres, he gets rotated. So, look, I mean, it was a hard rotation. I'd rather have a hard rotation than a soft rotation coming on for 5 minutes, but it just reminds me of how annoying it is and how frustrating and infuriating it is. Chelsea looked very hard to score against, and Man City found it hard to score again at the weekend. So it sort of suggests that you'd fancy Chelsea in that one, but maybe to grind a 1-0 victory.
Didn't Man City just won about 6-1, didn't they, against Wickham? So maybe they're...
Well, yeah, but that was that's League One Wickham in the... Haribo Cup or whatever it's called. No, it's not really like for like. And Pep seems to be having a go at all the fans about not turning up to games. He's got a problem with the attendance at the moment. But
well, that is rubbish, isn't it? You've got a team that's the most expensive ever assembled with Pep as your manager. You're playing in the Champions League, challenging for every trophy going. And you can't get down. I don't even imagine the tickets compared to the likes of Arsenal, Spurs, some of the other clubs. Those are probably not that expensive tickets comparatively, and you're getting to see one of the best teams in Europe, and you can't fill the stadium. That's astonishing, really.
It's weird. Whereas when they're in League One in the old days, the main road used to be rammed all the time, didn't it? Strange. Some people just love failure. You know, they're too successful for their own good.
Is that how it works for you in Forest?
I used to find it quite charming failure, but then 22 years into life in the Championship, the novelty's worn off. I'll say that much.
City, well, Mahrez, I think, might be one to keep an eye on because he did so well the other day. And I think scoring in the League Cup, still you can take that form into your next match. With Chelsea...
Well, Torres got a goal, so that's good, yeah.
Yeah, with Chelsea, I can't rely on any of the players. Lukaku and is probably the only one you'd say definitely plays. All of the defences rotating, the wingy players are rotating, the centre mids even.
Except for Alonso, who he seems to love. He's the one that's playing all the time at the moment in the Premier League, certainly.
Like you say, the second you start him, he's going to be out.
As soon as I put him in, he'll go out. No two ways about it. I might just do it. But I mean, also, if Arrizabalaga is in goal for Chelsea, they may not be as strong as they are. Certainly when I don't know if Mendy's going to be back, but he certainly makes them
Man City's Mendy's going to be out for a while, I think.
No, not that Mendy. You're talking about Chelsea goalkeepers. Yeah, in fact, so Mendy's departure for, let's not go into the reasons why he's gone away, just grim. So many grim stories this season that are ruling players out of FPL pretty much forever, I'd say, if found guilty. You'd think him being out meant there would be a regular left-sided defender that would start every game for Man City. And I was thinking maybe Zinchenko would fill that void, but he's not getting regular starts at all. He's hardly getting a look in this season.
Hmm. They've got injuries in defence, haven't they? So you might be right that Chelsea had a team to back there, but I don't know. I just, for some reason, Mahrez's form is interesting to me. But in terms of over the next couple of weeks and the wild card, the only Chelsea player I've really got my eye on is Mendy for Chelsea if he comes back and starts playing again, because the clean sheets are still happening, aren't they? Like you said, the fixtures are getting better.
But I just think they've got a really good run of fixtures. They've got five amazing fixtures. Yeah, but it's just who's going to start.
Now, there's going to be, 22 starters there in that match. How many do you think you could guess if you had to predict the lineups? How many do you think you'd get right?
What, for Chelsea?
Both.
Oh, in these two games? My God. It's a complete lottery, really, isn't it? It's a complete lottery.
It's the rotation fixture.
Yeah, it's the rotation derby. It's like you might as well just spin something in the air, toss a coin, and, you know, you might as well...
Yeah,
you know, like that when you just pick auto pick on your team at the start of the season, you might as well just press that. Man City have got a lot of injuries in their defence, so that's sort of their defence is sort of picking itself, I suppose, at the moment, isn't it? Because if Laporte's now got a long term injury, or maybe just a few weeks, Mendy's gone forever, Stones has got a long term injury, so it's Diaz and Cancelo are sort of playing every week, and Walker is as well, aren't they? That's pretty much a safe bet, one of those.
Okay. I just think someone's going to come back.
I mean, if there is such a thing.
Man U, I saw Fernandes back among the points again. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Back in your eye?
He's actually done all right since Ronaldo came, hasn't he? They seem to be linking up okay. Jesse Lingard is one to watch at the moment, isn't he? He seems to be coming on and scoring goals. Super sub for Man United. But, I mean... It doesn't look like he's ever going to start, does he? Which is problematic.
Same with Sancho. Sancho, whose value's gone down 0.4 since he arrived.
Oh, God. What is it with people never playing Sancho? You got him for it in the England squad. Never play him. Southgate will never play him. Goes to Man United, they never play him. What's the point of signing big money players and having them in an international squad if you're not going to play them? He must be... What's he doing in training? What the hell does Jadon Sancho do in training that gives these managers so little faith in him? Why sign him? Why did that? It's baffling.
It's one for the future, he's meant to be, isn't he? So I guess they got him now. No one else has him.
He was spanging in loads of goals in Germany now, at this stage, right now. Unbelievable.
It's like when his people were hoarding in the supermarket so that he couldn't get any snacks. This is like... football poured in. They just went, yeah, I'm having him. No, no, that means no one else gets him. And I'll have that one.
Yeah, just panic buying. Panic buying Sancho. And yeah, it's true, you're right, yeah.
Solskjaer saying he wasn't going to feed his son if he did this on the pitch, but he's pick up the deals in the market.
All these delivery problems, aren't there, Dan? You see, post-Brexit world we live in, the lack of CO2, the lack of lorry drivers. You've got to buy these players where you can still get them. They might not be delivered. These shelves will be empty come the next transfer window, won't they? And they'll go, well, we got Sancho. We loaded up on Sancho years ago and we kept Jesse Lingard when we could have sold him. You're right, they're hoarding. They're hoarding players.
I'm worried about Greenwood. He's been one of my sort of stories of the season, but that was his first blank. And I don't know how many blanks he's going to get before they start changing things up.
Pogba's pretty good value, isn't he, for that, for in their team at the moment. He seems to be having a good season. And he's 7.8 is a bit of a bargain for him, I would suggest. But
yeah, two blanks and he's not on any massive set pieces, though, is he, with Fernandes and Ronaldo? Mm. I like him, and I still got my arm on Varane, but I think I'm going to get out of them. The only one that was the big winner this week for them, apart from Ronaldo, was De Gea with his 10 points.
Yeah, because he saved his penalty, yeah.
First one in 44, apparently.
Yeah, he's kept a couple of clean sheets now and had one penalty save, yeah. And like you say, it's cheaper than it used to be, isn't it? Certainly, 5 million these days is a bargain, down in the bargain bin.
I tell you what else looked good for this fixture. He's injured straight away, which is a relief. But I tell you what, if he carries on like this, he's definitely in my team. He's Bailey or Baye.
I think it's Bailey because he's Jamaican, isn't he? And I don't think it's pronounced Baye. Normally I would question you calling him Bailey, but I think he really is called Bailey. It's a lovely goal from him. Lovely, lovely goal.
9 points. He only played 20 minutes, a goal and assist. And I mean, he could be bailing me out of all sorts of bother.
Nice. I think we mentioned him in the season preview. He was like sort of billed as one of the replacements for Grealish.
In the post international break, look at this. Home to Wolves, away Arsenal, home to West Ham, away Southampton, home to Brighton, away Palace. That takes you up to nearly December. He's got some lovely
matches,
so I'm probably going to have to wait and see, but he's a good price. He looked very good, and their fixtures switch up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's already on my watch list. He's certainly worth a watch list. That Villa result seemed like a bit of a one-off. They don't seem to be quite firing on all cylinders yet. Watkins is back. He seems to be playing Ings and Watkins together up front, doesn't he? Which they used to just play with one striker last season.
Another one was who did well there was that return of San Martinez in goal, who's another bonus point pig, by the way. He's probably the biggest goalkeeping bonus point pig there is. 8 points.
He got loads last season, didn't he? He just got them every single game.
So
he got two, didn't he? Brighton keep doing well, don't they? Leicester are disappointing. Leicester have been very disappointing. Brighton have been quite a success story so far. They seem to like a clean sheet. They didn't keep one against Leicester, but they're doing pretty well in that department. But Brighton won. I mean, last season, you'd say that was a surefire Leicester victory. But Leicester have got their fixtures are turning a bit of a corner. Burnley at home, Palace away, Brentford away on the horizon. Have you still got Harvey Barnes?
No, his price is crashing worse than your squad's. It's been a nightmare.
Leicester are having a funny season. It's whenever they get into Europe, they can never cope with the two things at once, can they? They always have an amazing season and then get into Europe and it all goes to pot. When will they learn? Just stop trying to get into Europe. Forget it.
Burnley, I think they had a lot of injuries in their defence, but Burnley were disappointing against Arsenal. I know they played all right first half, but I thought maybe with Wood and their kind of how they play traditionally, they might cause a bit of bother, especially with a new contract and a manager and everything. You know he's going to be there another 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a new contract. He's lost their first 5 games of the season. They've not got a win and he gets a new contract. I mean, what a place to work. What a boss to have, that chairman. It's like, yeah, well, how's the season going? Well, we've lost every game. Great, we'll keep you on. another 4 years or whatever it was.
See, I wonder
unbelievable
whether Vardy will outscore Ronaldo over this next couple of weeks, because there's a big price gap, 2 mil price gap, and you know, Ronaldo's fixtures aren't as easy, and Vardy's due to get back amongst the goals, and he's starting. The other strikers in Europe, but he's starting. Mm.
He seems to be having the one player that's having a decent season for them, really. Madison and Barnes are shadows of their former selves, aren't they?
Yeah. Everton, you already spoke about. I saw Digne's also came in with -1 and got injured.
Digne,
been a nightmare for him. Norwich, their fixtures sort of change soon, I think, after this game maybe. And then
I think they have changed. They've turned the corner, but they're just getting battered every week, aren't they?
But Pukki got a goal.
Timu Pukki scores good goals and some that are fluky. Timu Pukki scores good goals and some that are fluky.
He's got two now this season, hasn't he? Scores good goals and some that are fluky. You know, that's what he does. But I don't know if we can say the party's back on, is it? The party has not started again, is it?
No, but the fixtures between now and December, if you're going to get a Norwich player in, then between now and December, the fixtures are quite nice after this Everton game.
They're pretty favourable, aren't they? Yeah. If you just ignore that Chelsea game, they're looking all right, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just need to get a bit of a run going and then they might pull themselves out of trouble.
Now, Leeds are my big sort of... My transfer I might do is Ings out, Bamford in. But Bamford's picked up a knock.
Bamford's injured, isn't he? Yeah.
I think he'll play, but he's overpriced $8 million. It annoys me how much he is. But the fixtures, look at this. West Ham at home. I know West Ham.
Yeah, they have. After the West Ham game, they've got a nice run of four good fixtures, haven't they?
I'm really tempted to get him in. It depends whether he's fit and whether Rafinha's fit, because I can't have two of them and they're both injured. And I think Rafinha makes a big difference to the team. But Leeds is...
Yeah.
I know we say don't play the fixtures and all that, but that, to me, is a tempting one. The problem is, I think Ings is capable of scoring in every match. So even though they're playing Man U away, his price is dropping and he hasn't done anything massively wrong. But away to Man U, away to Tottenham, but he probably would score on both.
Yeah. I would be looking to get Rafinha back in after the West Ham game, certainly, because I had him at the start of the season. But I think because if he misses the West Ham game, recovers from his hip injury, I'll bring him back in. He's a bargain at 6.5, isn't he, with those games coming up. I just fancy him more than Bamford. Bamford's only got one goal in five games so far this season. I don't really think he's on fire.
No, like I say, the fixtures were changed. I've had Rafinha since the start, so I'm happy to...
But then, Rodrigo looks decent. Whenever I've seen Rodrigo play, he looks like he could be a decent attacking option, but he's not really delivering points-wise. But then he never plays full games, does he? I don't know. It's a funny one, Rodrigo.
Liverpool be a funny one. Brentford smashed someone in the Carling Cup, didn't they, the other day? I know you're... They did well at home against. They've been good at home, haven't they? And they've got Liverpool coming to visit them.
It wouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility for Brentford to keep a clean sheet in that and frustrate Liverpool, do you reckon? Ivan Toney looks really good, doesn't he? I mean, he's really got going now this season. That he was very impressive with his goal and assist on your bench. I mean, he looks very good. Like, sort of Ollie Watkins last season in terms of how to move up from the Championship and make an instant impact in the Premier League. It looks
he's
very
only
good.
Scored twice in these sort of these first five games, and then Liverpool at home isn't the most like, oh yeah, I'll get him in for that.
They've got really tough games, don't they? Yeah, it's all red.
The price is plummeting, so it's someone I would have got out if I didn't have to transfer other people.
Yeah, his price is going down a lot, isn't it? Which is strange after such a good game. But I think it's people playing the fixtures, obviously, aren't they? They've got that little window in October, end of October, Burnley away, Norwich at home, Newcastle away. I might bring him in just for those three and then get rid of him.
No
again.
Massive surprises for Liverpool, but I saw that Tiskmas came back after everyone binned him off.
Yeah.
Annoying. And they had a bit of rotation at centre-back. Konate starting his first game. 5.2 million, not a bad price, is it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there was a lot of changes to that Liverpool starting lineup, weren't there? It's a funny one. Merry Tiskmas, everyone's got rid of him now, so it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really affect people, I suppose.
Unless they have a player that they just think is never going to play, they don't care because they're not playing in their bench boost and they don't care about the squad depth. There's a few of them now that there's Ronaldo, Lukaku, sort of buy them both and don't have any money left.
The North London derby, you'd normally be looking forward to this, thinking it might be quite an exciting game, but the way the two teams have suddenly gone at the moment, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. Harry Kane was still not properly firing on cylinders.
You'd see that Arsenal won the last two games 1-0.
Yeah.
They're actually a nil.
Yeah, they're against teams that are down the bottom. Teams you expect an Arsenal to win against, really, aren't they?
But that's two clean sheets for Tiramisu I was talking about the other day.
Two clean sheets, yeah. And
very interesting with Odegaard scoring a free kick. I like a midfield set pieces. And they're another team that after Tottenham, I mean, you can include Tottenham because they've got a great record at the Emirates against Spurs, but their fixtures are pretty good. And of course, as we keep saying, they're not affected by Europe. So I expect their form to come back.
Yeah.
Saka, I'd be interested in as well, because I'm not convinced by the defensive capabilities of the two Spurs fullbacks.
No, I'm only thinking as a attacking option, still thinking about Tierney potentially as a Chilwell replacement for me. But I just don't know if the Tottenham game is the right time to bring him in.
I mean, he's got no goals, no assists this season, so I don't know why you're bringing him in over.
I mean, Alonso would be the more obvious one to go with, Dan, to just swap Chilwell for Alonso. But like I say, as soon as I do that, Alonso season's
over. I'm saying you can get in Tomiyasu and save 0.4.
I'm not getting Tiramisu in purely based on your pun around his name. It's put me off him.
I think it'd be an interesting game, actually. I mean, as opposed to Southampton Wolves, which I don't have any real dogs in that fight, other than the goalkeeper, I don't think I'll be playing.
No, and Palace, Brighton, I mean...
That's that weird derby, isn't it?
Palace look all right, don't they? Yeah, the A23 derby or something, is it? I think that's what it is. Yeah, they're a funny one, aren't they? I mean... their new signing from Celtic did well in his debut, but... they didn't do.
They're just sort of subbing him in. No, they're letting him find his feet. I'd said before I wouldn't be getting him yet, but keeping an eye on him, basically.
Yeah, they were always going to lose to Liverpool, weren't they? I mean, that's not the sort of game they're going to be targeting. But you'd have thought in this grudged local rivalry that they have, you know, maybe he'll continue to come good. I mean, I've still got, what's his name, old Gallagher. Still looks
well, everyone
good.
Does.
He's been quite good for
him.
Everyone's going because he's a bargain.
It's one of my sort of sub goalkeeper options potentially with the fixtures and how they're going to pan out. And Palace look actually like they've got a bit of fight in them this season opposed to some of the seasons.
They look a bit better, don't they? Yeah, certainly.
There's no one I'm getting yet.
They look a bit better.
And I don't have anyone from Southampton yet, really. And Wolves, you know, we've got what we've got. We've already sort of touched on Wolves over the last couple of weeks. There's no new surprises. They're up.
Yeah, Wolves just can't score. I mean, I saw Jimenez took his headgear off, didn't he? Which, I mean, he obviously isn't liking it. He's not liking heading the ball, wearing that. He's not finding he's got the killer instinct with it on. But then, you know, it's a weird one because he obviously needs to wear it to protect his damaged skull. So what do you want? Do you want a guy to get injured or do you want him to score goals? It's in this day and age when head injuries, everyone's talking about head injuries, it's really a bad look for him to be getting rid of his head guard midway through a game, especially after what happened to him.
People will be talking about you having head injuries the way your team's getting on.
It's like I do it deliberately just for content for this podcast, doesn't it? but my stance as a salad dodger is hurting me. I think I might go back to ignoring Pep Brunet again because that's also hurting me. But it's a bad time. But I'm fairly sure I'm going to keep the faith with my squad and we'll come good. We go again, Dan. We go again. We come good. Who's actually doing well? Because, I mean, despite you doing really well in like, having your best season ever, you're still quite a way down the actual game week league table.
I don't think I'm even necessarily doing especially well. It's better than a normal start, but there's just lots of other teams are doing much, much better and you're doing really badly. Who's doing really well, I'm just going to go for a wee so you can cover for me.
Yeah, Better Call Raul is the top of... He's a Wolves fan. We've never mentioned this guy before. Obviously a fan of Jimenez. Dan Hill, 412 points, top of the game week league table. He says he's a fan of Jimenez. Obviously, he's named him after. He's not in his actual team, so even he has no faith in him. While Raul Jimenez is wearing the headgear, but he's got Tony Bamford and Ronaldo up front. He's got Salah. Obviously, he's got captain obvious. Anyone who's doing well has. But have they got integrity? You know, can they sleep at night? I'm not so sure. But he's doing very well. Yeah, and then Steve Bush is second on 401 points, both in the 400 club already. Another English FPL player, Leicester City fan. Yeah, he's also got Ronaldo, Bamford and Tony up front. Interesting. And Captain Salah, there we go. Yeah, there you go. Captain Obvious is the source of success. Well, doesn't that make the game interesting? Doesn't that really excite you from week to week?
Speaking of success.
Just the same old captains. Yeah.
Speaking of success, in my game week head-to-head, I battered some no-mark called Jason Flaherty, little Jason's bot.
Did you beat him? Oh, good, nice.
41-48.
Oh.
Yeah, and there was a little bit of pre-match gobbing off on Twitter, I might add, as well. So.
Yeah, well, he's a fan of that, isn't he? Always giving it large, little Jason. But yeah, he had his comeuppance. He came up against Dan at exactly the wrong time. I mean, if we'd have had a head-to-head league in the past, he would have been laughing. But now's the time to avoid Danny Pryor, certainly. But that's a shame. I mean, yeah, no success for me. I suck. Not Isaac's success. I suck. No success for me. Like I say, the head-to-head league is just another source of misery. It's another source of misery for me. Yeah, Lee Ball, I think, played his wild card, and I think he turned it round because of
especially
that.
For the match.
He picked his wild card just because he came up against me. So well done, Lee.
He's got a long though. That's got a stick in the front. He's got a long.
He's got, now look, and he's got Tiskmas, as you call him. Tisk, tisk, tisk. He put Tiskmas in his wildcard team, which was a bold choice, considering we all thought Robertson was back. But, yeah, he captained Ronaldo. He has Salah. You know, it's I don't know how he did so well, actually, but he beat me. I mean, I just don't know how I did so badly. It's a low point for me. But, you know, the only way is up, Dan. The only way is
all right, Yaz.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you just going to make one transfer or no transfers, or are you going to go drastic?
I'm not doing anything drastic. I've got a very good midfield that's going to come good. I mean, I'm keeping hold of Damari Gray. I mean, that was his first blank in a while. Ah. And they've got Norwich at home.
Yes.
Four Nows lives to fight another day. Look, Dan, you're captain obvious, mate. You captain most ever. You can't talk about things being obvious. And so I'll stick.
Grey Livermore, Duffy. I mean, honestly, you couldn't make a more.
Well, they're the obvious bench choices, aren't they? And Gallagher. They're so hot right now. That's what I've got, a team of players that are just so hot right now. That's what it's all about. But just my big mistake was Chilwell. And Ferran Torres, I'm not sure, because I know he will score at some point, so I'm a bit annoyed about him. And he is playing up front now pretty much when Jesus doesn't get a look in, but you never know from week to week what's going to happen with that, do you?
You know what puts me off?
So I'll persevere with him for a bit longer.
What puts me off him is his name's Torres, and I remember when Torres went to Chelsea and his form went through the whip floor. I know he did well in terms of they won the Champions League, but his FPL form, and this guy's called Torres as well. It's like getting someone in. Who's a not particularly successful striker? Like Ryziak.
Yes.
Gregor Ryziak. It's like if they had another
Ryziak. Oh my God. Wow. I mean, wow. Gregor Ryziak.
I would be like, no, thank
you. Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Fernando Torres was quite good on FPL, wasn't he?
No, at Chelsea. Not for the last couple of years of the whole FPL situation. And
yeah,
Torres. So anyway, I'm looking forward to this week, but I just don't know whether I'll do the ins for Bamford. It feels like a big risk that I don't need to take, but there's no one else massively sticking out that I'm going, I really want them. The only other thing I could do is prep financially by going, oh, I'll get like Gaia out and get Duffy in or something like that. It's just to sort of save me a few 0.01.
Well, why don't you just try captaining someone different this week? Maybe try that. See how you feel about that. Might be a good idea. Might be interesting. Spice things up a bit.
I did do that. Remember when I did it? I put Bernardo and he did nothing.
Oh, yeah. See, that's it. He wants a bit and he goes right back to captain obvious. I'm not doing that again. Put my head above the parapet 1 week and I get nothing.
Just before I go,
stick with the safety guy.
Have you noticed one of your old favourites has been doing quite well since you sold him, Mane?
Yeah, I have noticed that, because I swapped him for Jota thinking he was a cheaper option playing in the centre of the front three. I thought he'd do better and would be a much better value for money. But yeah, I know, yeah, that is quite annoying. I mean, he scores the one goal here and there. I don't think he's not reached Salah levels, has he, really? But yeah, he's doing quite well. Actually, I don't think he's only blanked once this season, so that's quite annoying.
Oh, one other sort of player that's caught my eye before we go, sorry, is Kovacic. I don't know how to say this dude's name. Mateo Kovacic.
Kovacic at Chelsea, yeah.
Yeah, he's cropped up with 3 assists and a goal in 5 games.
Mm.
He got subbed off or on against Liverpool because he only played half that match, but... He's.
But I heard he wasn't. I mean, yeah, he's. Is he more of a defensive midfielder normally? I heard him say he doesn't. I heard the commentator say when he scored, he doesn't often score. He hasn't scored.
He doesn't traditionally, but he's got 3 assists, and he seems to be playing in a sort of one of those central midfield roles where he's getting more sort of killer balls through. So he's one. Yeah. 5.1 million. He seems to be playing. He's on my watch list. And somebody
when he played for Real Madrid, he played 73 games and he scored 1 goal. He's already he's scored 2 at Chelsea already. Look at that. Interesting.
As you pointed out, his fixtures change. See, he's only had 2 goals before, 1 goal in the whole time, and 4 assists in his entire.
Yeah, I mean,
or 5 assists in his 6 assists in his entire Chelsea career. But,
bargain price, like you say, 5.1 million is a real bargain, and goes on the watch list based on that alone.
Yeah, I know you like those. So there you go.
Yeah, nice, lovely, very interesting, Dan. Very interesting. So we'll be back next week, I suppose, won't we? We'll see how everyone gets on.
Yeah, there you get on.
And in the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.